Please reply hallelujah after every saying, okay? Christ is born for us.
Hallelujah.
The Word made flesh, born for us.
Hallelujah.
Heaven came down to earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I just thought I should cheer you up. Now I can tell a joke. A 10-year-old girl went with a group of family and friends to see the Christmas lights displays at various locations throughout the city. At one church, they stopped and got out to look more closely at a beautifully done nativity scene. Then the little girl's grandmother said, "Isn't that beautiful? Look at all the animals, Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus." The little girl replied, "Yes, Grandma, it is really nice, but there is only one thing that bothers me. Isn't baby Jesus ever going to grow up? He is the same size as was last year." This is just a joke. You go around the city, you can see all the Christmas light displays, right? So beautiful to see all that Christmas light displays and Christmas trees and sometimes Santa. We have lots of good food to eat, lots of things to enjoy. These are all good, you know, very joyous. You know, we are very joyful tonight on this sacred night because God made flesh. God himself came from heaven down to earth to save all of us from sins. So this is a happy news. It's a joyful news. We are called to rejoice. So we are called to celebrate. But at the same time, besides these celebrations, besides these joyful things, the focus is mainly the Christ. You know, sometimes we tend to leave Christ set aside, but we do all the external activities, you know, busy with the stress out, with so many preparations to do for Christmas. But Jesus is the visible God. Jesus is the visible of the invisible God. You know, have you ever seen God? Can anybody say that? Have you ever seen God? Never seen God, but Jesus is the image of the invisible God. So Jesus came down to earth to be one among us, to be like a human, even though he was a God. So Jesus is the focus for our celebration because Jesus himself is the greatest gift that God the Father gave to us. So we are called to celebrate not only externally but internally that Jesus Christ is the focus of this Christmas feast. You know, for the past 4 weeks we have been looking forward to, we have been waiting and watching in hope, love, peace, and joy to celebrate the coming of the Christ. And Christmas is finally here. And we are having the blessings of Christmas. Today, the angels are announcing the good news of great joy to the city of David. A Savior has been born to us. A child has been born to us. God came down from heaven down to earth. And he is one among us. You know, God spoke to us through various signs in the Old Testament. God spoke to us through fire, clouds, and so many signs. But finally, God thought, I would take a human form. And that's how Jesus took a human form. He came as a humble baby, vulnerable child. So how are we going to recognize that Jesus, the true gift of Christmas? How are we recognizing Jesus, the true focus of our lives, of our Christian lives? You know, where was Jesus born? Where was Jesus born? Anybody say? Can anybody answer that? Bethlehem. Thank you. Bethlehem. Bethlehem is a Hebrew word. How many of you know the meaning of Bethlehem? What's your name? Yes, that's the correct answer. He said house of bread. What's your name?
Larry.
Larry, good answer. Recently I read that, you know, the meaning of the word Bethlehem, meaning house of bread. Beth means house, Lehem means bread. You know, Jesus, God had a will that Jesus had to be the bread for all of us. He is the house of bread. He is the living bread that came down from heaven. And we see the manger. You know, God had that will that Jesus had to be born in the manger with the animals. So that means Jesus was to be sacrificed as the Lamb of God for the sins of the whole humankind. So how meaningful it is that to celebrate that Jesus came to us as the bread of life, living bread from heaven. And he, as a manger, he wanted to sacrifice as the Lamb of God. And that's how we remember every time when we come to celebrate the Eucharist. So that Jesus was born today, 2,000 years ago he was born. And then we remember every time in December we come to celebrate the incarnation, that God made flesh. Word of God made flesh. So I have that, Rhonda has that bucket list listed on the screen. So what is the true meaning of Christmas today? What should be the true meaning of Christmas today? You know, we all buy presents during Christmas and we exchange gifts, right? Right? We all do. But why don't we be present to the people that are having no family, that are having nobody in their life? On the Christmas day, go and visit them, like your elderly parents, if you are not been visiting. And people, those who are grieving with the loss of their loved ones, if they don't have anybody to visit them, just be present to them. You know, that way you can celebrate Christmas meaningfully. And second, we are sending gifts to our families and friends. Send love. You know, there are so many people that are feeling unloved, right? There are so many people feeling unloved by their own family, by their own friends. There are so many people out there looking for love. And Christmas is the feast of love. Why don't we recognize those people and tell them that we love you? In that way, that's a true celebration of Christmas. And then third, donate food. Shop for food. We shop for food for Christmas. How many days we have been preparing for that Christmas to shop for food? You know, we are going to have a get together with the family and we eat lots of food and good food and we enjoy delicious food. But at the same time, take your time and donate some food through the food pantry so that poor people can be benefited from that. And the fourth one, make cookies. We are allowed to eat cookies and bake delicious goodies. So on the Christmas day, make some visits to the people that need the food, and then you can make memories by that. And then the last one, be the light. We see the light. We see the Christmas displays, light displays all over. And be the light to those people that are living in darkness, that are in loneliness, people that are lonely, depressed, all those who are struggling from depression, loneliness, anxiety, and go and visit them if you feel like that's the true meaning of Christmas, dear friends. So Christmas is a feast of love. So that's the bucket list that I have listed. So that will be the true celebration of Christmas. On Christmas Day, take your time, some time to do this bucket list. This could be one of the lists that could be added in your bucket list on the Christmas Day. So if you do that, our celebration will be meaningful. Today we are living in the imperfect world, you know, fallen, broken world. You know, so many people are struggling with the depression, anxiety, and feeling hunger. You know, we cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed on each other. We can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold on to each other. We cannot eliminate pain and suffering, but we can live a life of compassion, dear friends. So let us make it a celebration of Christmas meaningfully by doing this, by not only loving our families, our own families, loving others as Jesus Christ did. That is the sole purpose of Jesus came from heaven down to earth, the feast of love. Let us make it Christmas, not only on the Christmas day, let us make this day as everyday thing. Let us love God and let us love one another. Every day, that day, this not only December 25th is a Christmas day, every day is a Christmas day for us. And have a Merry Christmas. Let us all stand and profess our faith together.